Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB Steve Toome recently enjoyed the sights and sounds of Sodak Con. He's written about it on the SDPB Living blog, and he joins us now in our Vermilion studios with more. Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
We should tell our listeners that you actually have a really technical and complicated job. You don't just spend your whole time.
No. This is just, it's like I go to these conventions in my free time, and it's like, hey, Steve, why don't you write about it?
Right.
So, no, I actually have a full-time job here, and it's more than just doing the sports, which you see me do in the fall and winter months. So, yes, I actually have a job here.
Yeah, that's stated for the record. This is a little bit of dessert, and we appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time to talk about it. Rapid City Sodak Con. Tell us what it is.
All right. This is the ninth year they've had this convention. It's the longest running sci-fi anime convention in South Dakota. They have about 1,500 for attendance. That's been their kind of attendance the last few years. They first started off, I think it was 2008, and when they only had 75 people there, according to Charisse Tatum, who's the con manager. And she's somebody I met a few years ago through a mutual friend. And we, I've been meaning to go to this convention for a while, and it just hasn't worked out. And I said, doggone it, I'm going to do it this year. And I had an absolute blast.
All right. First impressions. And then we're going to hear some of the voices of folks you met there.
Well, it was at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center Convention Center. So this is a little different than conventions, say, like SuperCon, which is actually at a hotel. This was actually at a dedicated site that, it is connected to a hotel, but the area they had kind of to themselves. And that's kind of great because sometimes when you're at a hotel, you got other patrons there, and they're kind of looking at strangely at all these people in costumes. It's like, who are these people? What's going on? Even though most people, with the abundance of anime and then especially all the superhero movies, they kind of figure out what's going on pretty quick. But this is nice to have an area kind of all to yourself.
All right. Let's meet some folks. We're going to start with Mickey.
Mickey Leslie.
Tell me who she is.
She's out of Spearfish, a young lady. She had a couple of her friends with her helping out running a stand. She does a variety of different artwork.
All right.
Now, cosplay, how did you get started in that?
My mom's actually a seamstress, so she's a quilter. So I always grew up being surrounded by sewing and, making my own dresses and quilts and stuff like that. So when I was in middle school, I believe, I wanted to make my own Halloween costume. So I made a Princess Zelda from my favorite game. And ever since then, I was hooked. I wanted to make, more intricate costumes from games and movies and shows that I love.
Did you compete in this year's competition?
Yes, I did. I competed as Zora Link from The Breath of the Wild. I actually took home Best in Show.
Well, congratulations on that. What has been your favorite character to cosplay?
That's a hard one, because I really loved being Link this year, but also that was my most recent one. So, I do a cosplay of a character from a podcast called The Adventure Zone. I do an elven wizard. His name is Taco, and I love cosplaying him because he's just a crazy fun character, but it was also an original design of mine, so kind of my own flair got to come out through the details, so that's my favorite, I say.
What when you talk about your artwork here, what would you say has been your main influence as far as your artwork when it comes to sketching?
Main influence, I would probably pull from anime most of the time, or just Western cartoons as well, Cartoon Network and stuff. I'll watch a show, and if I see a character that I really like, I can try to pause the show when they're at a good action moment, and I'll try to sketch the scene in the show, and it kind of gives, it's a really good way to study environment, good way to study poses, and different character designs and stuff like that.
I love that. A little behind the scenes how-to there. And,
Mickey,
cosplay from a podcast. I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah. See, Mickey, she also does artwork, and she has her own stickers that she made herself, stuff that she drew and then, made some stickers out. So it was nice to see that, she had cosplay pictures that she was selling of her in various costumes. And then, she has a wide variety of talents that she brought to the dealers area there. So, and she's from Spearfish, and this is one of the few conventions that she does. So it was absolute fun talking to her. And I used to live in Spearfish, so we had to talk about stuff. I remember stuff that was there 30 years ago that isn't there anymore.
Right.
So it was a lot of fun.
All right, let's talk about Kevin McKeever.
Yes, he is the VP for marketing for Harmony Gold, which is the company that distributes Robotech, a landmark anime series that I believe is celebrating its 30th anniversary as far as release. I believe it was in 1987. And he has worked in Hollywood on a number of major movies and television projects. An absolute blast to talk to this guy.
Kevin, what was the first time you saw Robotech?
I first saw Robotech in the spring of 1985. I was on vacation from school. I was in junior high, and I was looking for an episode of Beagle Team Voltron on the local affiliate. And they said, stay tuned for a new episode called Robotech. And it was the first episode, Booby Trap. The immortal words were said, you know, in the year 1999, high above Macross Island in the South Pacific. The second that happened, I was hooked. So
you were a big anime fan before you started working?
I mean, I didn't know what anime was at the time. I mean, all I knew there was these interesting cartoons that didn't seem like anything you saw on Saturday morning. I was a big Vehicle Voltron fan. And sure enough, I discovered Robotech through my love of Vehicle Voltron. And then all of a sudden I went, you know, Robotech introduced me to the world of anime, the animation from Japan. It was through Robotech that I learned all about the world of anime.
Now, you've worked with voice actors and directors and all that, and you've had plenty of stories to tell as you did at the panel last night. And what is the most challenging thing when it comes to working with the voice actors and actresses?
The most challenging thing is to actually, believe it or not, is to make sure you're keeping up on your schedule. That's the most challenging thing, because remember, in Hollywood, time is money. So you got to make sure the actors are hitting their marks and what they need to do and making sure they're able to turn out the amount of work per day that's needed to keep everything on schedule and on budget. That's the most challenging thing. It's like to say it's show business with an emphasis on business.
Now, obviously, sci-fi movies, superhero movies, comic book movies, they're all the rage right now. The films make gobs of money. Do you see this trend continuing, or do you see it eventually moving on to something else?
Well, right now we're living in a unique era. I often tell people, enjoy this era, folks, because we're in a unique era where the comic book movies and franchise entertainment, as it's called, is doing extremely, extremely well. And how long this era will last, I don't know, but I just tell fans, enjoy it, because eventually, someday, it won't be like this. We'll look back as a golden age in many ways. So just enjoy it now while it lasts, because you never know how long, you never know what will last. As I mentioned about the Star Trek conventions, you know, there used to be Star Trek conventions in every city in America. Now they're pretty much gone. So, and they're being replaced by the comic book and anime conventions. So enjoy it while it lasts, because you never know when it will end.
We're talking with SDPB Steve Toom. We're hearing some voices from SODAC Con in Rapid City. And the last one, very quickly, Leah Clark.
Yeah, she is a voice actress based out of Dallas, Texas. And she was one of the main guests here at this convention. She's done a number of roles. And the most fascinating thing I asked her was how the process works of doing it. And I got some surprising answers.
Now, take us through the process here of doing a voice acting role. So you get the script. What happens next?
I don't actually get the script. We go in and it's all cold read. I see it for the very first time, and we rely a lot on the director to tell us exactly what's happening in the scene, who we're talking to, why we're saying it. We actually get to just kind of preview the scene in Japanese, sometimes just the line, and we record it that way. So we don't ever get the full script. And right now, the way Funimation is recording, where they just do one episode at a time, they don't even get the full script. So they have no idea where the show is going. So we're just kind of limited to, in the moment, you know, acting, relying on, I guess, instinct to figure out where the characters are going next.
So the scenes are already done. The animated scenes are already done by the time you get your script. Or by the time you're doing the voice, I should say.
Yes, all the animation is there. It's our job to do it and fit it in the mouth. So it's a lot of acting within rhythm.
Now, are you under a time pressure situation? I mean, how many takes are you allotted, or is it till you get it right?
It's till we get it right, but I mean, I've been doing it for so long that I can pretty much knock out a scene within like two or three takes. And it is time-based. They expect us to do about 35 lines an hour. And they book you per hour. So, yeah, there's an expectation on how fast you're supposed to get it done.
Steve Toom from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. You can find all the interviews and his thoughts on the Living blog on sdpb.org. Steve, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, we ran out of time really quickly. We're going to have to talk some more, because there was so
we
much
are,
more.
We have to do part two of
SODAC Con. We're going to have to do some more on
this. We'll make room for you. Otherwise, you can go online.